100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's the longest day of the year for many of you. Daylight savings time. Whee! What did you do with your extra hour? Me? I did this. And pet a cat. But I would have done this anyway if it hadn't have been daylight savings time ending, so it's now standard time and whatever. The topic this week for the weekly challenge was watch, and quite a few of you sent in stories, so let's put them all together and give them a listen. Jeffrey and Richard, Muncie, Tom, Serendipity, Zach Man is back, Lizzie, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. So, sit back, relax, and let's have ourselves a good old hootenanny of a story time. Enjoy.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 550 with the prompt of watch. Here's my story. Mickey settled down on a tree branch to watch the activities around the hideout and wait for morning. Cherry Cola and Ferret stood by the back of a black minivan, the only vehicle nearby. He couldn't believe that Cherry Cola had sold him out for a second time. Even more, he couldn't believe he was going to ask her why she had. He crept through the treetops until he clung to a trunk 10 feet behind the two girls. Holding his monkey shorts in his hand, blocked by the trunk, he transformed, and whispered, "Cherry. What are you doing here? Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week."
Tura Brazoinu here with a story on the subject, watch. Medjool the Watcher stands at the gate of the world. The centuries crowd there, eager for admittance. But Medjool decides. In Egypt, Medjool let a handful of centuries play for 3,000 years, then let newer centuries sweep them away. In the southern continent, Medjool allowed a single century, 40 millennia, then banished it to the void. The centuries come so fast now that each brings some new wonder into the world. Some say that Medjool no longer stands watch, and the centuries press through the gate, pell-mell. Surely the Fum is upon us, the chaotic end of all things.
This is Zach Mann. I never liked wearing a watch because they would always slip to an uncomfortable place on my wrist when I did manual labor. I tried railroad-style watches, but the ones I was willing to pay for would go into reset mode in my pocket. After getting smartphones, I would check time on them, or just check Twitter or Facebook, then forget to look at the time. Recently, my wife bought me this steampunk-inspired skeleton watch. Now I look at my wrist, think, "What a cool watch!" Then, take my smartphone out of my pocket to look at the time.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. It's the quiet ones you have to watch. Don't worry too much about the ones who shout and scream, make threats and curse. They're harmless enough. Just a lot of noise and bravado. If you stand up to them and show you're not afraid, they'll back down soon enough. But the quiet ones, you never quite know what is going on behind those empty eyes. These are the plotters and planners, the wicked thinkers and deceivers, the psychopaths, maniacs and serial killers. These are the ones whose silence always masks their true intent. And I am the quietest of the lot.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Those watchful eyes knew the time had come for things to change. Drowned in doubt, she weighed the terrible consequences. Then she opened the window. It was a bright winter day. The sun was shining. She smiled, packed up her bag, and looked at the watch he had given her for her birthday. When he beat her up, she used to watch the minutes go by, just passively waiting for him to stop. She used to add them up, too. She placed the watch on the table and smashed it. Then she opened her front door and entered a new life. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, monsters. Munzee here with a new nickname for you, from the depths of NaNoWriMo to regale you with a much shorter story. Yup, we're doing that again. Watched by Christopher Monroe. Ever get the feeling that you're being watched? The notion that someone, somewhere, even if you can't figure out who or where they are or why they would bother, is keeping tabs on you? The idea that your every move is being tracked. You aren't being paranoid. That's exactly what's happening. You really are being watched. It's you, from the future, remembering the experiences of your past, which you are living in now. Future you is watching what you do every minute of every day. You're being watched via future you's memories. So try not to do anything too embarrassing. Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee and NaNoWriMo. Add me on there if you're doing it. I go by Munzee. Good luck, those of you joining me, and good noveling.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 550 on the topic of watch. My story is called On Time. He looked at his watch once again. He should have understood. She had never been on time for an event in her life. The more important the event, the later she would be. Before the prom, he made small talk with her father for a half hour. At their wedding, he joked with the best man that she was more than an hour late, so the wedding was off. Dinner parties or nights out were good for a 20-minute wait. Now he received word that the hearse had broken down on the interstate, and it wouldn't arrive for hours. Yes, she was late to her own funeral. And that's it for me this week. I will talk to you later.
Good morning. It's Richard, and I have one story for you this week. It's called Watch Out. Watch out for that second corner. It's a killer. My mechanics warned me. Unfortunately, I was so busy watching out for the second corner, I spun out, crashed and burned at the first. I switched jobs. Watch out for the area manager. He's devious, my colleagues warned. I did, and failed to spot my own manager's plans to get me fired for his mistakes. "Watch out for that guy," said the tramp at the bus stop, then stole my wallet whilst I was distracted. You want my advice? Watch out for anyone who tells you to watch out. Anyway, that's me done for this week, so until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Nothing New Under the Sun. They came to observe, forever watching without interacting, epoch to epoch, noting every subtle change on the shiny blue rock. The monkey people were no less brutal as the lizard people, or no less invasive as the cellular folk. But when the monkey people started talking, the watchers became the writers. When the monkey people started writing, the writers went back to being the watchers. As the waters rose, the cellular folk pretty much took out the monkey people. The few who survived stopped writing, then stopped talking. The watchers didn't miss the monkey people. They had new stuff to watch. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I challenged myself to watch every episode of The Simpsons television series. There are a lot of celebrities who are now dead that lent their voices to the series, such as Rodney Dangerfield, Michael Jackson, and George Carlin. Most of the core cast is still alive, but some performers behind beloved characters aren't. Marshall Wallace, who voiced Bart's teacher, died recently. And Phil Hartman, who was murdered by his wife, Bryn, in a crazy, drug-filled murder-suicide. Andy Dick was the guy who reintroduced Bryn to cocaine. Later on in season 18, Andy guest starred. Sadly, he's still alive. Fucking jerk.
And there you have it. That was this week's weekly challenge. You can go to the website oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the text of the stories, should you have kind of blanked out. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what else to say. Next week's topic is up on the website. There are all kinds of links to everybody's site and the things they do and cool stuff, and follow them on this and that. And NaNoWriMo is going on, so this is kind of their break from the madness. And then for the rest of the year, this is the madness. Although I think this is the madness year-round. 550 of these things. Wow. So there's something big going on this week, and I don't want to talk about it. I'm just sick of it. We'll screw it up even worse in 4 years from now. Go figure. Thank you for listening and being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.